pouring black powder from a barrel into a pipe leading underground, a man with black hair and stubble walks backwards, leaving a line of powder in front of him. The sheriff, Gisborne and Marion are observing him.
We are ready. Forgive our excitement, Marion, but we've been waiting months for this.
I'm intrigued.
You'll be astonished, I assure you.
Right. What you're about to see here today demonstrates that by containing the black powder, we can control the charge. Guy's miners will then be able to place a small charge at the scene, let the powder do the hard work, and increase production without endangering lives.
Please dismount, my lord. There may be quite a bang.
Really?
Only horse is highly strong.
It won't be the only highly strong creature if I'm made to hang around for much longer.
The man leading the demonstration ignites the powder with a burning torch, then joins Gisborne and Marion behind a wooden screen. As the bright yellow flame advances along the ground, growing in intensity, the sheriff takes cover also. A huge explosion rips through the earth, sending a ball of orange flame into the air. The sheriff's astounded. Gisborne pats the powder man on the shoulder.
Well done, my friend.
The sheriff climbs down into a massive crater of scorched earth, then gleefully jumps on the spot.
Well done, Gisborne! Get me 10 or 20 large, huge crates!
If I am to create more black powder, then there are conditions.
Really?
One, I'm allowed to sell my discovery to other mining concerns.
Naturally.
Two, I get a bonus for me work.
Of course.
And finally, this powder must never be used as a weapon.
The sheriff squares up to him.
I think you and I have a future. Trust me.
No.
Lambert.
I think not.
Think about what you're doing.
I cannot trust you.
My dear boy.
Let me go, or there will be trouble.
I know trouble.
Lambert throws down a bomblet of black powder.
Get it! Alive! Lambert!
Setting off more explosions, he takes off into the forest, where he runs straight into Robin and John.
Stop! We can help you!
Off. No!
He drops another bomblet. Robin Hood. Jonas Armstrong, Lucy Griffiths, Richard Armitage, and Keith Allen. Gordon Kennedy, Sam Troughton, Joe Armstrong, Harry Lloyd and Anjali Jay. Written by Paul Cornell. Episode 9, A Thing or Two About Loyalty. Robin and his gang are watching as Lambert's ambushed by Gisborne and his men.
Stand still!
Back off!
No point struggling.
No mistake to run, Lambert. You will not renege on our deal.
There can be no deal. You lie to me, Guy.
You force me to do this. Search him.
You promised me you would not use it as a weapon. Please!
Where is the ledger with the formula? That information belongs to both of us. I commissioned you.
And that is where your input ends. Black powder is not a toy, Guy. It is lethal, and I will not let you abuse its power.
Where is it?
Somewhere you'll never find it.
Your friend seems to enjoy the power he has over us. Very clever. Congratulations. You just made yourself the most important man in Nottingham, Lambert. So when we hurt you, we'll do it very carefully.
Alan.
He's done for.
We're done for. If the sheriff gets the ledger.
You and those, you could take out a whole town, couldn't you? Hello, villagers. What, you can't pay taxes?
Boom, you're out. It's not funny. Punched me to the ground. What was that?
Great fire. When we were in the Holy Land, we had tales of boats being destroyed, something without a trace.
Typical. Our alchemists have been experimenting with it for years, and it's called Greek.
Never Saracen, Greek.
It's amazing.
Oh, it's not. It's evil. It doesn't require any courage or strength or wit to use it.
Right. The plan is somebody needs to get arrested and taken to the dungeons.
Not being funny or anything, but isn't getting arrested what we normally try and avoid?
Well, that's the quickest way in. Why are you volunteering?
No.
Mutch puts his hand up.
What? What? Oi! I'm being serious! Prince John, in the absence of good King Richard, has turned this country into a state of terror! His followers are thugs! Our taxes are too high! People are starving!
What does one have to do to get arrested?
Mutch beats up a guard.
Arrest me!
After punching him in the stomach, two guards drag him off towards the castle.
Thank you!
Tossed unceremoniously into a darkened cell next to Lambert's, a manacled Mutch slides along the floor and leans against the dividing bars. He whips out a key, but before he can unlock his manacles, Gisborne enters the dungeon. He drops the key.
Take this runt to the Great Hall.
Mutch is lifted onto his feet.
Lambert, help me to help you. I cannot hold off the sheriff much longer.
In the Great Hall.
Lambert should be at the screaming stage right now, but all I hear is nothing.
I'm determined to reason with him, my lord.
Oh, really? And is it working? Reason? Yeah, he's soft, Gisborne. Because he's your friend. Done it? Well, even with me, can't reason with him.
I can handle him.
No, you failed me. You're off the project. Now, what is this creature doing here?
This is one of Robin Hood's inner circle. This is his right-hand man.
Oh, bravo!
You can tell us all we need to know about the outlaws.
Like what? That Robin Hood is against us? That he keeps moving his camp on? There's nothing to know.
All right, so hang him then. Make an example.
Brilliant! A clue. No. Hang him, and you have an instant martyr. Suddenly, everybody loves Robin Hood.
So what would you suggest we do with him then?
I'll make a real example of this man.
Alan.
Does anyone fancy a wager? Yeah? Who thinks he'll get out on his own?
Trust me, Alan. Mutch can do it.
Are we talking about the same Mutch?
I will not poison myself. You will have to kill me first.
Poison yourself.
Mutch has been given a meal.
This. Burgundy wine. And this is the very best venison. A fish. Although granted, it may taste like poison to a peasant's palate.
Mutch bites into a plum.
Which reminds me.
Gisborne, your sword. We're going to take hearts and minds to a new level.
Mutch makes a run for it.
Stop him! Make him kneel!
Gisborne places his hand on top of Mutch's head and pushes him onto his knees. The sheriff walks towards him, holding the sword out in front of him. Mutch braces himself.
By the powers vested in me, blah-dee, blah-dee, blah, I dub you Earl of Bonchurch, That's what you were promised, wasn't it? When you came home, Stand!
Gisborne lifts him up.
Lord Mutch! Well, do you feel honoured?
Have you really just made me an earl?
Well, not quite, no. I will have a word with Prince John, and he will make it official. So, you will have all the privileges and luxuries of a lord. You will take your seat in the lodge at Bonchurch, and I expect you
at the Council of Nobles tomorrow.
Gisborne looks on in disbelief. Exhausted and trembling, Lambert's hanging from the ceiling by his wrists as the sheriff pays a visit to the dungeon.
You're an intelligent young man. What would you do if you were me? I have a little of your very exciting black powder, and I want some more. But you won't give me any more.
I'm not allowing you to use this as a weapon.
But if I ask you nicely, will you give me your ledger? With the formula, please. Well, there'll be no nicey-nicey now. Have fun. Show him the instruments of torture. Guy!
Much has been fitted for new robes.
Don't take it so personally, Gisborne. Consider if you will the effect on the peasants. Oh, look, one of us has been made a noble. If we work hard, keep our heads bowed, good little boys and girls, maybe we'll get rewarded too. You see, our point of view is that of money and power. Give him money and power. He sees the world from our point of view. Oh, and just between you and me, I have a certain person in place who'll keep him on track. Loyal. Trustworthy.
If you'll excuse me, my lord.
Marion's crossing the castle courtyard as Gisborne kicks over a bench. The sheriff listens in.
Guy! You are upset.
I'm fine. I cannot discuss it.
I had not imagined the man who wishes to marry me would shut me out of his thoughts.
Forgive me, Marion. I'm not myself.
Has the sheriff angered you?
No, the sheriff undermines me whenever possible. That's not unusual.
Is this about Lambert and finding the ledger? This black powder is costing you a dear friend.
I am angry, Marion, because the Greek fire was my project and the sheriff took it away from me.
Suppose we were to take matters into our own hands. Surely the sheriff would not mind how you went about it. He strikes me as an end-game man. If you could find the ledger...
What would you suggest?
Show Lambert you are still his friend. Take him to a place of safety. You always say people respond to loyalty.
No. Lambert would never trust me now.
I think he would if you proved beyond all doubt that you could protect him.
How?
Take him to Kirklees. Perhaps tomorrow there is a council of nobles, so the sheriff will be busy. Regain Lambert's trust. You and he are old friends. Build on that friendship.
Very well.
Lepers, Gisborne. Lepers.
Robin and his men are lurking by the city gates as a coach rolls out of Nottingham.
We should be here by now. John, head towards the sewer entrance and join Will. Jack, gather some horses by the east gate and go and get them.
They notice Much in the coach.
All bets are off. Robin, what is going on?
All right. Let's follow.
The outlaws have followed the coach to Bonchurch Lodge.
Why isn't Much running away?
Maybe he cannot.
Whatever the sheriff has planned, it will include us. But Much is safe as long as we are not seen.
But Lambert might have already given in.
Oh no. I need to get into the castle.
Well, I've got a lovely idea.
A couple of peasants open the door of the coach, and a young maid walks forward and bows as Much steps out. The pair seem taken with each other.
My lord, welcome. The wealth and bounties of Bonchurch are yours.
Meanwhile, Gisborne visits Lambert's cell.
I'm not here for a confrontation, Lambert. I'm here to help you.
Lambert springs up.
Get me out of here, Guy. They'll break me.
You reconsidered?
No. I want to help people, not harm them.
But we can't help people. Don't you see? This is the perfect weapon of war for our troops in the Holy Land. It would help to save lives.
You are so naive. I will die in here and all because I have not told the line. And so be it.
I have a plan to get you to safety, if you give me the ledger.
Lambert considers. At Bonchurch Lodge.
You are surely a spy, and this is a trap. Of sorts.
I beg to differ, my lord. But I am just Eve, your servant here, and I'll do my best to please you. This is a lovely place, and it's warm here. Especially at night.
Much reacts nervously.
Yes. We'll see. I mean, I must say it is very pleasant. As traps go.
Eve hands him a pair of slippers.
Will there be anything else, my lord?
Yes. How does the Council of Nobles work nowadays?
Robin emerges from a barrel of salted meat.
Meat dip. Nice one, Alan.
Heading for the dungeon, he creeps behind the jailer and punches him in the back. A short fist fight culminates in Robin knocking the jailer out by banging his head against the stone pillar. He picks up his keys. Slumped on the floor of his cell, a shattered Lambert can barely lift his head to look up as Robin lets himself in and crouches down beside him.
Do you remember me? I am going to get you out of here.
No, you're not.
They've broken both my legs.
A detail.
Robin tries to move him.
We need to get you out some way.
You can't.
I'm not giving you a choice. You are the only one who knows how to make Greek fire.
That is the joke. There have been so many variations in ingredients amount. I can't remember everything, so I'll record it all in my ledger.
Where is it?
And I should tell you? You're an outlaw.
But it would be catastrophic in the hands of the sheriff. Now, how much did you make for him?
And there are 3 barrels of the mixture, and the sheriff has confiscated them.
In the castle?
I don't know.
The sheriff will torture you again.
Yes.
And you'll break. Everybody breaks. And then the sheriff will have the ledger and the Greek fire. Now, I can hide it for you in another place. And you can honestly tell the sheriff you do not know where it is. And I will gather my men and I will come back and rescue you.
And what's to stop you from using the Greek fire for your own ends?
Nothing. Other than I am Robin Hood. And I offer you my word.
A little later, Robin slides out of a tunnel and lands in a pile of sewage.
Oi!
A guard unsheathes his sword and attacks him. Robin pins him against a wall.
When you wake up, you tell the sheriff. Lambert no longer knows where the ledger is. Robin Hood knows.
I'm not asleep!
You are now.
Eve opens a door.
Lady Marion. I have come to pay my respects to the new Earl of Bonchurch.
She shows her in.
Lady Marion.
Lord Much. Perhaps you might call on us soon at Knighton with our mutual friend.
I do not think that that will be possible. Robin hasn't come yet.
Well, then I shall call again when it is more convenient.
She hands him a parchment.
This is for him.
Marion leaves, and Eve sees Much placing the parchment in the pocket of his gown.
I think I will find it useful. Being on the Council of Nobles...
I will have your best robes ready for tomorrow. There is something particular which I think will make your first evening at home complete. Come upstairs.
Much looks nervous. Meanwhile, Robin and his gang are in a darkened storeroom filled with barrels.
The ledger is in the 4th water butt.
Robin reaches in.
Gods!
As they duck for cover, a guard holding a torch peers into the room. He moves on. Robin reaches into the barrel of water and removes a bundle.
I'm not being funny. It's soaking wet. It could be ruined.
Let me see.
Robin unwraps the ledger and Jack checks the pages.
No, it's still good. This is it. I knew it. We know Greek fire.
We are keeping Lambert's ledger safe.
Guards are coming back. Come on.
Eve turns and smiles as she looks at Mutch, fast asleep in a bath, candles burning around him. Upstairs, Robin climbs in through an open window. Climbing onto a banister onto a beam, he spies Eve rummaging through Mutch's gown below and passes silently over her head. By the time she looks up, Robin's gone. Helping himself to a piece of fruit, he slips into the bathroom. Mutch is awoken by something dropping into his bathwater.
You sit back and relax, Mutch.
I am trying to complete my mission, Master.
Yeah? Because I saw this girl.
Eve.
Eve. Well, you do know Eve will be working for the sheriff.
Well, I'm sure she is.
What happened, Mutch?
I am made Lord Mutch, Earl of Bonchurch, actually. This is from Marion.
He hands him the parchment.
And I was thinking that I could be of help. There's a Council of Nobles meeting tomorrow, and they have access to prisoners.
No need. We found a way in.
But
we still need to find the barrels of black powder, and the sheriff has made a big mistake making you a noble.
Yeah.
Because now we have a noble on the inside.
Mutch grins. Marion's in a stable when she feels a hand on her shoulder and spins round.
All right. I got your note. So, Gisborne's going to help us.
Yes.
And what on earth did you do to him to make him agree to that?
Nothing. I played on his conscience.
You see, I'd believe you if I thought he had one. So go on. What did you promise
him? Stop it. Lambert is his friend. Gisborne feels undermined by the sheriff, and I took advantage of the situation.
Clever you.
I cannot see how we can get Lambert out any other way. This is the best opportunity we have at the perfect time. Guy thinks.
So what is this plan?
Guy will not attend the Council of Nobles in the morning. He will use the sheriff's absence to secure Lambert's release and then take him on to Kirklees where it is safe. If you wait on the Great North Road, you can intercept them and seize Lambert yourself. And for heaven's sake, find that ledger and burn it.
I already have the ledger. And I am not going to burn it. I am keeping it safe for Lambert.
But at the risk of the sheriff getting hold of it. And what then? It is too dangerous.
How is it our calling to judge what should or shouldn't exist as knowledge?
It is our calling to protect others. If it is glory you seek by keeping the ledger, then God help you.
The sheriff's painting his toenails.
What's the matter? Marion, getting it out?
Tired, my lord.
You're probably wondering where your loyalties lie. Well, let me tell you where they do lie. Your friend, Lambert, he has slighted your loyalty. You do know that he told Robin Hood where the ledgers were hidden. The information he kept from you, he gave to your enemy. Now, what friend would act so callously when your every effort has been to protect him? Take heart. Look at the bigger picture. Your black powder will open so many doors for us, Gisborne. It is power beyond imagination. And take heed. The sorry state of affairs has in no way affected my judgment of you. Trust. When all others around us falter, that is the thing. We make a fine team, my friend, a fine team. Let's build on it, shall we?
The sheriff has his head on Gisborne's shoulder.
So, I'll go and pay our friend a visit. Shall I teach him a thing or two about loyalty? Yes. It's play or pay.
The sheriff slaps Lambert in the face.
Now, Robin Hood tells me that you told him where the ledger is. And then what did you tell him you didn't tell me?
So that you would realise I could tell you no more.
Oh, to protect you.
He stamps on his leg and covers his mouth with his hand.
You know, sometimes I think he doesn't understand me at all.
He takes out his dagger. Marion stops Gisborne as he arrives at the Council of Nobles meeting with the sheriff.
What are you doing here?
I could not pursue our project. Forgive me. Loyalty. Loyalties are sometimes divided. Lama's dead.
Marion's visibly shaken. The sheriff addresses the nobles.
My lords, ladies, nobles, let me introduce the latest addition to your well-fed service. Lord March, Earl of Bonchurch.
March makes his entrance, and Eve fetches him a chair.
You know, I have heard that there was once a Roman emperor who made his horse a senator. Can you imagine that? All the other senators smiling as their latest member drops dung on their feet. You're not going to do that, are you, Lord March? Eh? So, down to business. Oh, boring. Boring. Oh. I see the proposed new plough tax will be phased in at the beginning of next month. Well, I suggest increase threefold, Barnsdale. But wait. Why don't we seek the wise counsel of our newest member on the matter? What do you think?
Much tentatively gets to his feet.
The plough tax, my lord.
Come along! Eh? What do you think? Should it be yea or should it be nay?
To an increase in the plough tax, I say nay.
Nay! I knew you would say nay! Eh? Nay! Horsey! Nay!
I have to say... I say...
What? You have to say what? Well, let this serve as a reminder about what nay means. To me, dissent. Nay means horses. And horses have to be ridden hard. They have to be whipped. Loughborough!
Merton.
Lady Marion.
How's your father? Is he still poorly? Well, you will remind him about my position on naying, won't you?
Close to tears, Marion looks at Gisborne. He offers no comfort. In the forest, Will emerges from behind a tree trunk and whistles. Robin and his band of men appear over a ridge, walking into a clearing where Marion dismounts her white horse. Robin steps towards her.
He's dead. I'm so sorry.
As Robin embraces her, she breaks down in tears, crying onto his shoulder. The rest of the gang walk away, leaving them alone. Later, Jack's reading Lambert's ledger when Will slams it shut.
I'm burning
Will,
this.
Will, no! Stop it!
Steady. This is not science, this is murder.
Think of this as progress. Other scientists could do much better things with Greek fire.
Yeah, you could blow up the entire castle with that stuff.
Lambert's dead. He died believing I'd protect his work.
Then let me study this ledger. Create black powder. With this, we could be unstoppable.
This is not about one man's wish. Robin.
Robin holds out his hand, and Jack passes him the ledger.
First, we need to destroy the sheriff's powder. That is a weapon he must not wield. It's time to call on our noble on the inside.
I couldn't save you from the plough tax, but tonight, no one shall go hungry.
Peasants are making merry at Bonchurch Lodge.
Thank you for all this.
My pleasure.
Eve smiles at Much through the crowd.
Bunny.
A woman raises her goblet to him.
It's my mother. She thanks you.
Will you tell her she can come here and eat whenever she wants?
I make sure she wants for nothing, but I've never seen her so happy. But everyone's happy here. And you've made that happen, my lord.
Please, don't call me my lord. We are friends now. And while I am here, and while I have food, then so should everyone. That is Robin Hood's way. Lady Marian.
Eve curtsies and steps away.
I should like to speak with you in private, Lord Notch.
Of course.
Pretending not to notice them stepping outside, Eve listens to their conversation from the door.
Look, we need you to tell the girl that the ledger is in the third barrel of black powder.
But that's not true. Robin has the ledger, he told me himself.
What is the problem?
I will not lie to Eve. I cannot.
Why? Oh, of course you are fooled by her. She has to be nice to you. She is paid for it to grow up.
If she passes on rotten information to the sheriff, then he will punish her.
If she's working for the sheriff, then she deserves no less. A good man has already died over this.
Marian turns too late to see Eve.
Just do as Robin says and tell the girl.
Now Eve's singing to Much as he bathes.
The stars above know more than we, for they can see the hearts, the souls, the loves that cannot be.
That is a sad song.
I'm sorry, my lord. I'll sing...
Tell me, why is it so sad?
My father would sing that song. He died last year.
That annoys you, talk of the past.
I don't know how to be around you.
Well, you could have a bath.
Eve gets to her feet and begins to undress.
No, wear a bath shirt and pour yourself a bath.
Now Eve's in a bath, sitting alongside Much's.
You have a terrible voice.
Well, it has been said by many, most of them fools.
And now by you, so...
So it must be true.
It is terrible.
Ha! Flattery. Again.
And now I've upset you.
When I was in the Holy Land, I would find myself craving something. I thought it was hunger. I mean, it was hunger most of the time. But now and then, when I would feel it, it would not be in the stomach, but in the heart.
Your song's a bit sad too, isn't it? But does it need to be? I mean, you could stay here. You could stay here with me.
I belong with Robin.
If I were Robin Hood, I would never leave your side.
I saw him. Robin. He visited me here.
Really?
Something I should tell you. Robin. But this is top secret. Robin has found.
Yes.
Nothing.
Thank you.
Why?
Oh, no. Telling me what Lady Marian asked you to tell me.
she was wrong about you.
Eve's smile fades.
Not much. She was right. Of course, I'm working for the sheriff.
Oh.
But tell me whatever it is you want him to hear.
At the castle.
Marion.
Cigar?
I'm sorry. Where is your betrothal ring?
I felt dishonest wearing it. I'm afraid we have misunderstood each other lately. I assumed you would be true to your word. You perhaps thought I would not mind if you let me down.
I sincerely did not intend that.
I don't care. I thought you were a better man. Now I realize I must content myself with disappointment.
I had to make a choice. You know that I am all that stands between you and the sheriff. And I would not see you harmed. I have to protect you. Will you wear the ring again?
Of course. But we will never find ourselves in this situation again. Everything is back in its box.
She fixes him with an icy stare, then walks away. Meanwhile, the sheriff, sitting at his desk with a quill in his hand, as Eve enters the large room.
My lord.
Ah, the delightfully cruel and gloriously deceiving Eve.
He kisses her on both cheeks.
Do you have news for me?
Come, sir.
Delight me.
Does Greek fire mean anything to you?
Yes.
Well, then there is a ledger.
Oh, the pleasure. Oh, such pleasure.
And it's hidden in one of the barrels. What is Greek fire?
Oh, that really doesn't need to concern you, my sweet, sweet Eve. As ever, you are an asset. In black powder barrels. Gisborne!
Riding on horseback, Gisborne and his men draw up alongside the entrance of a cave. Dismounting, they head inside. At Bonchurch Lodge, Much is changing into his old clothes.
Gisborne will be leading Rob into the black powder. But the sheriff will work it out soon, I'm sure.
You regret what you have done?
No.
Well, take everything. Anything of value.
No, I can't possibly. These are your possessions.
You must. We are taking from the rich, me, and giving to the poor. Which is you.
You are a good man.
You are the bravest, loveliest girl I've ever met. Really?
Will I see you again?
When there is justice again, I will come and find you.
Eve kisses him on the lips.
Perhaps before. Robin will thank you from his heart for what you have done.
I did not do this for Robin Hood. I did it for you.
She kisses him once more. Much closes his eyes, keeping them shut while Eve gathers her things and leaves. Opening them, he finds himself alone. Pulling his satchel over his shoulder, he runs his hand down the expensive robe and blows out a candle. Robin and his gang spy Gisborne's horses.
It's a cave. And thanks to our friend the Earl of Bonchurch, Gisborne led us straight to it.
So what do we do now?
We wait.
Inside the cave, a guard lifts the lid off a barrel and Gisborne sinks his hand into the black powder inside.
There's nothing here. Move!
Gisborne and his men mount up and ride away from the cave.
Right, let's get to it. Come on.
A moment later, Robin picks up a handful of powder.
Just this can destroy men and mountains. It is inconceivable.
Who'd got there first? The ledge is gone.
Didn't you tell me that you'd hidden the barrels of black powder?
I did. Yes, I did.
Who else did you tell?
No one.
So how did he find it before you? Will you follow Gisborne?
No.
You fool! We've been set up! Now you dispatch every man you can to the caves! Bring me Eve and fetch me my horse!
Robin's lying in wait as Gisborne returns to the cave for the sheriff.
Showtime.
He gets up and heads off in their direction. Remaining mounted while Gisborne and two guards walk towards the entrance of the cave, the sheriff seems to sense that something's about to happen. Robin prepares to fire an arrow.
Gisborne! What are you waiting for? Get him!
Arrows rain down.
You have 5 seconds left in this world!
This is for you, Lambert.
4, 3, 2, 1!
Robin shoots a flaming arrow into the cave. As Gisborne turns and runs for his life, he's blown off his feet by an almighty explosion which erupts from the entrance. Rocked by an explosion, the sheriff turns his head away from the ball of flames, which passes clearly over Gisborne, leaving him spread-eagled on a patch of scorched earth. Gisborne gets to his feet.
Life is a cruel mistress, Gisborne. Clean up your mess.
Robin's holding the ledger.
Hey, if I burn it, that's not you, is it? No, I mean, technically, you kept your word.
This is not about one man's wish.
He throws it into a campfire.
It's good to have you back, Much.
Good to have you back, my lord, Much.
That is going to get really annoying.
That's going to get really annoying, my lord. It is really annoying, but I'm sorry. I like it.
Well, seeing as though you like lording it up, to Lord Much! To Lord Much!
While the others lift Much onto their shoulders, Jack reaches into the fire and pulls out the ledger. Concealing it, she doesn't realize she's under Robin's gaze. He stares, but does nothing to stop her.